Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. Now, if you hear a tone in my voice, I'm going to let Julie explain to you how her day started out. And then you will understand my tone.
Yeah, so today's been quite the morning already. Of course, you know, Chloe had school, so I had to get her dropped off. Grayson had workouts this morning. I had to get him dropped off. Then I had to come back and pick him up, then bring him home so he could start school. And then I had to get ready for the podcast. All that this morning, in addition to dealing with everything else that comes across my plate. So, you know, and Todd is one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life. But Todd does not love to be rushed and have to get up early in the morning. And, you know, our master bedroom, it is that. It's both of our bedrooms. I guess I know why people back in the day, the men had one bedroom, the women had the
other.
And
we're getting ready to go to that.
You know, because I have to get up, I have to go to the go in my bathroom, which means I have to open my pocket door, go into my bathroom, our bathroom, which wakes him up. And then even though he's not getting up, he still is waking up. So then that puts him in a mood. I don't know what else to do. I mean, I'm not sure. Like,
folks, do not feel sorry for her because we've been doing this for 25 years.
If she has
to get up. She's going to make sure everyone else gets up.
And she is so resentful
because she had to get up this morning at 6 o'clock.
That's not true.
She's going to make sure that she sets her alarm clock on her phone at the loudest level, but yet she never hears a phone call when somebody's calling her.
That's not true.
But she sets the alarm when she knows she's got to get up to make sure that I get up.
That's not true. I set the alarm to make sure that I get up.
Then you have to rattle the door to go into the bathroom. Then you've got to pull out the 93 devices that you use for that horse tail that you have.
Okay. Well, with that being said, that's not true because... Because, folks, I have gotten up for, as he said, the past 25 years
mm-hmm.
and taken children to school.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I be resentful now? Well, maybe because I've done it for 25 years.
Thank you.
But... I'm not resentful of it, but it's, you know, you can only be so quiet when you are trying to get ready and, you know, your bathroom is connected to your bedroom.
So then that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to build a house. I'm going to have a master bedroom. You're going to have a master bedroom and we're going to have the master bath in between.
Okay.
So we're going to kiss goodnight after we do what we do. You're going to your bedroom. I'm going to stay in mine, and we'll see each other in the shower in the mornings.
Okay.
Because...
Well, we probably won't see each other in the shower in the mornings because I get ready much earlier than you do normally, but that's okay.
It is literally... First of all, Grayson does not need to be in a gym at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's not a priority.
Well, but you said that it was, I mean, when we had this conversation about him working out and, you know, doing his training for school, for sports, you said, yeah, he can do it. So I'm not sure. Now you're saying he doesn't need to do it?
I'm saying if Grayson's workout of him getting up at 6:30 and going to the gym by 7:30 is going to cause me to be woken up at 6:30. No, I've sacrificed enough for kids.
Oh, I know. But, you know, that's really the only time that he has because he has school and he has baseball. So, you know.
Okay, then we need to start looking at boarding schools.
You know.
That will solve the problem.
You need to hush. I think you just need to stop for a minute and realize with Grayson...
That you are going to kiss his ass. You're going to kiss his ass. That's what everyone in this family says, that Grayson is the baby, and she has taken this whole thing about baby to a whole other level.
That's not true. Listen, my son is 14 years old.
Our son
is 14 years old. He is self-motivated.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up. He does his training. He does his school.
Mama.
He does extra.
Mama.
I get that, but that's okay.
Mama.
That's my job.
Mama.
That is my job.
No, at 14, you're not supposed to be wiping his ass.
I don't do that. But I'm just saying, I know that of all of my children, and I'm saying this today, January 20th, 2021, mm-hmm. he's going to be my one to venture out. So I know that when he goes to college, he's going. So I look at it that I've got four more years and then he's going to be gone.
Okay, but I'm going to sign up for college when he leaves. So he and I are going to be roommates.
Okay, whatever.
So I will make sure he's okay.
I just know that because that is just who he is. I mean, he would be my one that would like travel the world for a year. And I mean, that's just his personality.
He can't travel the world for a year if he doesn't have the money.
Well, I know.
He can't get to the corner and back if he ain't got the money.
I know, but thank God.
So we can curtail the travel.
He's got a daddy.
Yeah, well, his daddy ain't going to pay for him to be traveling outside of the world because I don't go outside of this United States of America. Although with everything that goes on in this country right now, I probably should be looking for a haven somewhere, another country. So, folks, let's talk about that. The inauguration is today, and whether you're blue, red, or whatever, it's happening. So we have to either if you're a Republican, you need to understand how if you didn't want a Democrat in the office, you need to understand what your role was in making that happen. Why is it that so many, you know, that we have a Democrat in the White House? The same advice goes to the Democrats when Trump was elected. If you didn't want a Republican in the White House, why the hell was you lazy? So none of us get to keep bitching about what's going on. What you need to know is that this is the United States of America. It says united. And we will never make progress being pulled apart. Yep. We will never make progress on a blue island and a red island. I'm not 100% Republican. I'm not 100% Democrat. I fall somewhere in the middle, and I vote based off of the less of the evils that I have to deal with. Because let me tell you something. The politicians that are elected, they're not there to unite us. The people that we go and stand in line at the polls to vote and to elect and to place them in those positions, they are not there for the people. Now, yes, that's why we elect them, because we want them to be there for the people. But they are there not for the people, but for their pockets. And they are going to do what benefits them first. And if we get a trickle-down effect from that, then great. But we need to start paying close attention to the people that we send to Washington. When someone gets up there and says, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, bullshit. You ain't going to do anything that the majority doesn't say you can do. So at the end of the day, we need to, as people outside of D.C., the people that send these ass clowns to D.C., we need to be able to say no more. We're not going to have you in Congress if you do not stand up for this and this and this and this, whatever your political views are. Or I'm not going to vote for you because you believe in this and I don't believe in this. That's what this country is built on. We have the right to have an opinion. Social media. Stop living your lives vicariously through social media. Now, whether you're a Trump supporter or whether you're not, whether you're a Republican or whether you're not, at any given time in this country, when we start to censor what our founding fathers fought and died for, what young men and women have died for on, you know, in war, to make sure that we maintain the right to have freedom of speech, when we start taking that from one, then it's like a cancer. It spreads. I don't agree with everything that Trump has said. I don't believe, and I've said this before, that the president of the United States of America should not be on Twitter. It's an insult to your intelligence to be, in one breath, the controller or the man who runs the most powerful nation on earth, and then you're on Twitter. You understand that you can be on Twitter if you're 10 years old, if you can set up an account. So don't dumb yourself down and come to the level to where I reside. So I have made the decision that I am going to leave Twitter. Twitter has been something that, since our show started, gave people a voice. It allowed them to say whatever they wanted to say. And, you know, and then, you know, those hurtful things that people would say, you're like, why are people allowed to say this? You know why people are allowed to say, Todd, eat a bag of dick? Because we live in a country that we have freedom of speech. And the moment we take that away from one, it's just a matter of time before the masses start to suffer.
Million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. If you're among them, know that you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. And I've talked about Nutrafol before because Savannah actually started taking Nutrafol, and then I placed my order. I received it. It came in the mail, and she comes in the door and she's like, Mom, why do you have Nutrafol? And I'm like, well, you know, as I'm getting older, I notice my hair's changing some. I notice I'm losing some hair. She's like, okay, you see that how my hair's growing and how it's thickening up? It's because I've been taking Nutrafol. So I didn't even know that. So it was the perfect match for us. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. And Savannah said for her that it took about 6 months for her to really, I mean, she noticed it before then, but to really see a difference. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using promo code CC. And the new customers will get 20% off. This is their best offer available anywhere. Plus free shipping on every order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CC.
So for all you folks that follow me on Twitter, my time on Twitter is coming to a close. Will I stay on other forms of social media? I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like that at this point, after being, you know, being on television for as long as we have, that, you know, Instagram doesn't really bother me as bad. You know, I think you get to share a picture. You get to show kind of what's going on in your life. And so that doesn't really bother me. But Twitter, the whole banning of so many people losing their rights to you know, express freedom of speech, that's problematic to me. And that's not even a Republican opinion, folks, for all of you out there who's curious, wanting to know which side of the bed I get up on. I say from a Democratic standpoint that we should not be censoring what people say. That happens in third world countries. Mm-hmm. We should be allowed to have freedom of speech. If I want to say, doesn't give me the right to say it, but if I want to say, you are the most unattractive human being I have ever seen, I have the right to say it. It doesn't mean I should say it.
Right.
But I should have the right to say it without being censored.
Right.
And, you know, when I started seeing all of these things, I mean, here's a prime example, folks. On Instagram, I guess it was maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I had posted something. Oh, I know what it was. Let me pull it up. I had posted a post and it said, let's see here. And, of course, you know, my mother was livid that I posted it because she thought it was so foul. I posted on my Instagram, laughing makes your vagina tighter. So maybe you should stop scrolling past my posts, Lucy Goosey. Now, 87,973 likes, 6,139 comments. One of the comments said, I can't believe that as a Christian, you would post something such as this. You need to clean your mouth up. I went back and said, as a Christian, that's what you come at me with? I did clean the post up. I could have said pussy versus vagina. Instagram censored me and said my comment had been removed because of foul language. When I was responding to someone that was coming at me. So when I started seeing stuff like that, I'm like, is this really happening? I mean, did this really happen just now? And, you know, those are the kind of things that we've got to be very, very, very careful with. Because we're literally treading on thin ice when that happens. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of touch on that this morning.
Yep.
Everyone in our family, thank God, is healthy right now at the moment. Folks, just jumping back to what I just left about the comment, I took a screenshot of this. It says from Instagram, your comment goes against our community guidelines. We removed your comment because it goes against our community guidelines on harassment or bullying.
Well, how are you harassing?
Right. We have these guidelines because we want our community to feel respected and safe. Bullshit. You have these guidelines so you can censor what you don't like.
Right.
That's what it is, because you got these keyboard cowboys sitting behind these social media companies deciding what they will and will not allow. And if it doesn't further their agenda, then they're going to mute the person who goes against it. Now, this is the comment that I went back and said. But I did say something nice. I said vagina when I could have said pussy. And that was censored.
Yeah.
Folks, we are in troubling times when this occurs. Now, keep in mind, they've never censored someone from coming on my Instagram page or my Facebook page or my Twitter page, sending me dick pics, sending me vagina pics, telling me they want to have sex with me, trying to hook up with me, giving me locations to meet them. They've never censored any of that. But because I use the word vagina, it should be censored because it's harassment and bullying. Mm-hmm. Now, that is troubling. And it doesn't trouble me as much as it should trouble the rest of the world because, A, I don't give a shit, really. I talk to the people that I really want to talk to. When I pick up the phone, I'm old school. But I'm saying that in this country, that I've always said that social media has been the demise of communication between every human being.
Yeah.
Because so much is lost in context. When you send a tweet, I've had so many people, I've tweeted stuff just randomly, and people are like, oh my God, how can you say this about so-and-so? I'm not even talking about that person.
Yeah.
That person's not even that relevant to me.
People are able to infer whatever they...
Right.
But, you know, it goes back to that old saying that the guilty dog barks first.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, it's actually the bit dog barks first. Mm-hmm. Bit dog hollers first. But, you know, let's get away from all of that. Let's stop worrying about what Twitter says and what Instagram and Facebook says. Let's worry about what we say to each other, to our fellow human being.
Mm-hmm.
Did our communication from direct contact with someone today, did it make their life better, and did you feel better for saying it?
Right.
If we live by those rules, the world will heal.
Right.
We will become a better place.
Right. Because we're so far removed from that right now.
Yes.
It's going to take a true healing.
100%.
It really is. And I, you know, we're talking about the inauguration earlier. I saw this on social media, and I don't know if you saw this, but it was the letter that outgoing President Bush wrote to Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was January 20th, 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Dear Bill, I walked into this office just now, and I felt the same sense of wonder and respect that I felt 4 years ago. I know you'll feel that too. I wish you great happiness here. I never felt the loneliness some presidents have described. There will be very tough times, made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success now is our country's success, and I'm rooting hard for you. Good luck, George.
But see, that's a class act.
I love that. And because now you're talking about George Bush from a Republican family from way back. I mean, you're talking about steep-rooted.
But it has nothing to do with politics. It had nothing to do with politics.
Absolutely.
It had to do with the way he was raised.
Absolutely.
It had to do with his common compassion for his fellow human being, which
exactly.
is what I'm sitting here saying. If you don't like Joe Biden, I don't. I don't care for Joe Biden
right.
because I feel like, you know, for the Democratic Party, that when it came time for us to vote, I was like, is this really the best that we have? Is this what we have to steer us for and guide us for the next 4 years?
Right.
We've got a man who's falling asleep at the podium, Sleepy Joe. I mean, you've got Kamala, who couldn't even hold 1% of the vote in the debate. But what we do have now is the first female, forget color, because that's what we're all being chastised for right now, is the color of skin. We have the first female vice president in the history of the United States of America. Whether you fall on the line of Democrat or Republican, celebrate for all women that we have the first female vice president, and who will probably end up moving up to being the president because Joe's going to go to sleep. So, you know, I just feel like that we should unite and come together. We are more than two people. We are more than the folks sitting there with their fingers up their ass in Congress and in the House and in the Senate. I mean, you know, we've got Nancy Pelosi, 80-something years old, who has been caught in lie after lie after lie, and she's still the president of the House. There needs to be, we should have limits on when people are elected. You should not, I don't care how smart you are not functioning at 80 years old the way you were at 40 years old.
Absolutely.
So now, I just don't like her as a person. I don't disagree with everything that she says.
Right.
I don't like her as a person.
Right.
But I have the right, folks, as a United States American citizen to say that.
Right.
How many times have you heard me complain about Trump? How many times?
A lot, yeah.
And our country was not made to come together. And we don't have that feel-good moment. We don't have it now. We didn't have it 4 years ago. And folks, we cannot succeed when you've got, and I'm going off of numbers that I just saw on Politico yesterday, that 52% of the American population does not agree with the outcome of the election. 52%. Now, when that is a divided nation.
Absolutely. Completely.
That's a divided nation. So we have to be the better of the people to step up and say, my brother and sister, I may not agree with what you're saying, but I agree that you have the right to say it.
Right.
May I ask that you say it in a manner that is not offending the masses.
Right.
May I ask that you consider in your heart before you speak how it's going to cause someone else to fail.
Right.
It doesn't have to be fighting. We don't have to have Antifa, you know, going out in front of politicians' homes and knocking on their doorbells and threatening them and rioting the Capitol and destruction of property and business owners being put out of business and unemployment rates, you know, surging through all of that. We are better than that. And I am ashamed and appalled at 52 years old that our country is so divided. I've never lived this kind of divisiveness. I never have lived it. Have you?
No. Well, no. I'm younger than you.
Well, you're actually
so
older
you
than
it,
I am.
Then
you're actually,
I have.
You're actually older than I am. That's why I ask you. I don't remember ever. People stopped being friends with each other over this election.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Families have been torn apart because
of
different beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And folks, that's not what politics is about. Politics is about uniting, or it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be about uniting so that we all become one, because as one, we become unstoppable.
That's right.
Whether we're black, white, Asian, Indian, whatever your nationality is, when we become one, God looks at all of us as his children. He does not love one child more than he does the other. The road that God has created for some of us is different than others. I think that it's vastly different for the majority of us. But what we do have to know is that this country is not running the way God would want us to run our home.
Right.
And when we start getting away from our core value systems, our morals, our integrity, when we start stepping so far away from it that we no longer can remember how to get back to it, those are troubling waters that we've ventured into. And we cannot be a slave to a million different masters. You cannot sit here and say, I oppose the wall, and then turn around here and say, but I don't want to pay the illegal immigrants that are in our country the same salary as what I'm paying someone who's here. You don't get it both ways. If you do not agree that people should live in this country that are not legalized citizens, then you shouldn't hire them, because you're taking advantage of labor at a reduced rate from someone that you don't want in this country. If you believe that in birth control, if you don't believe in birth control and abortion and all of this, then don't pay for Viagra for men through Social Security.
I mean insurance. Right.
If insurance companies will cover Viagra for men, it should cover birth control for women. Now, folks, that's not a Democrat's view. That's not a Republican's view. That's a fairness view. That's equality. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, you're tired of hearing me talk about it, Julie, because it's something that I've been rattling on about now for years. And, you know, and especially during this election. And I'm moving on today.
Good.
I am moving on. I have vented and said the things that I need to say. And I realize that I only control my small little corner of God's earth.
Right. Okay, guys. So whether you're just starting out, buying a home, having babies, building wealth, or you've been doing this for a long time, be sure to add securing your family's future to your to-do list by establishing a will or trust at trustandwill.com. At trustandwill.com, setting up an estate plan is simple, convenient, and secure. For as little as $39, you can nominate guardians for your children, determine who gets your stuff, and plan for future medical care, all from the comfort of your home. And with live customer support 7 days a week, trustandwill.com's team is available to answer any questions you have while setting up your plan. You know, this is one of those things that is so intimidating to people. But I will tell you that I went to this website. It is completely user-friendly. It is easy to understand. There's explanation. You can use their online support, and that's 7 days a week available to you. And it truly gives you that peace of mind. So gain peace of mind at trustandwill.com/cc and get 10% off plus free shipping on your personalized legal documents. Don't wait. Go right now. It's really important because, listen, guys, we don't know what the future holds or what tomorrow holds even. So get 10% off plus free shipping at trustandwill.com/cc. That's trust, trustandwill.com/cc. And I think for us, it's truly about, for our children, it is putting it out there, but also encouraging them to educate themselves.
Yes.
Because we believe, and I'm speaking for both of us, that part of the reason that we're in the situation that we're in today is the lack of education. People don't understand. They don't understand politics. They don't understand the branches of government. They don't understand, okay, who this person is, what their political views are, and why I'm voting for this person. So I think for me, and I know especially for Grayson, who is just 14, but like he told me this morning, Mom, you understand that the next presidential election, I'm going to vote. Now, that's kind of scary if you think about it. But he's also taking the time to read and not just read about one side or the other, but read about both sides. And he's truly trying to educate himself.
Yes.
So I think that is a positive step. If we can get the next generation of voters, or the young voters, or even the old voters, I don't care how old you are, but get them to educate themselves on why we're going to vote for this person and what they're going to do and what they're capable of doing, like you said. So I think with that being said, yes, we've ranted and raved.
Exactly. So you know what? With that being said, let's take our first caller.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. This is Kelly Kidd from Bardstown, Kentucky, zip code 4004. I just want you to know, guys, I love your house. TV show, man, Christine Loves Best is awesome. It's one of the best shows out there. My special needs son, Noah, kid, he loves y'all's show, and he's got muscular dystrophy and everything, but he cannot wait until the 21st of y'all's new episode, and I just want to let y'all know, man, I'm praying for you guys. God bless you guys. Man, this is awesome. Keep up the good work on the show, and like I said, it's a blessing. Thank you.
Hi, Kelly Kidd from Kentucky, and I want to have a special, special shout out to Noah. So, yes, we are super excited that we are having new episodes air tomorrow, January 21st, on USA. I know all the networks that that run our show have been playing it, and a lot of people have been able to catch up on some older episodes, but we're super excited for brand new episodes tomorrow night. But Kelly, thank you so much for your kind and encouraging words.
Kelly, thank you so much for calling in, because we do appreciate every person that watches our show or that says that they actually, the show has helped them. You know, we were in Los Angeles. What was it, last week?
Mm-hmm.
We were in Los Angeles last week. And this young lady came up to Savannah, and she's going to school to be a neurosurgeon. And she said, I just want you to know that my sister she was diagnosed with cancer at 14 years old, and they had harvested her eggs so that, because of the chemo, to make sure she would have those available to her. And she said, I just want you to know that during all the time that we were in the hospital with my sister, we watched your show, and it was the only thing that brought us joy and brought us closer together. And I just wanted to thank you for that. And I was standing there, and she said, Mr. Chrissy, thank you so much for sharing your family with the world. It's those kind of interactions that I thrive on. I love to have people tell me that what we've done on a show helped them with the situation that they're having, or help make their life a little bit easier. So, you know, we're not out here making television that's going to be the cure for cancer. But I hope we are making television that's going to be a cure for you to have a better tomorrow. So, Kelly, I thank you so very much for your time. And please tell Noah that we send our love. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. My name is Sarah, and I'm calling from Ontario, Canada. I'm a little nervous, but I've been binge-watching your show now, and I've seen it over the past few years, but I've really taken a liking to it again recently, and have been taking notes of the importance of family in my life and, you know, all the good stuff. But I had a question, and it's personal, but I know you said that, you know, you would answer anything on the podcast, but my partner and the father of my three kids is an entrepreneur, and he's very successful, and I am not an entrepreneur, so I'm not really used to that whole world, nor do I fully understand it. And I live with a fear of, you know, going through bankruptcy and maybe crashing and burning. And I get it's a fear, and I don't really know how to navigate it. And so, Todd, I know that, you know, there's been some troubles in the past, and, you know, I thought maybe both of you could answer this. And you've had some experience with, you know, bankruptcy and, you know, entrepreneurship and all of that stuff. And I was wondering if you guys could give me some advice on if that were to ever happen, how did you two navigate that time together? You know, I want to be as supportive as I can and not let fear get the best of me. And I know that these situations are bound to happen. And I just want to know how you guys, besides faith and prayer, how you got through that period of your life, if that were to ever happen to us. Thank you for all that you guys share, and thank you for your time, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed your holidays and everyone's staying healthy. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Sarah from Canada. First of all, I want to say that I think you answered your own question, which we do many, many times when we just kind of talk it through. But also, I think you have almost conditioned yourself to believe that bad things are going to happen or unfortunate things are going to happen. You know, just because your husband is an entrepreneur does not mean he's going to experience bankruptcy, doesn't mean he's going to fail. I know that you have to have a positive outlook. You have to have faith. You have to live your life by faith and not fear. Because if you're constantly waiting for the shoe to fall, then that's exactly what's going to happen. So you have to live your life. You have to be positive. You have to be supportive. And not constantly waiting for something bad to happen. I think so many times we are our own worst enemy because we are just, you know, we always find the negative instead of putting our energy into truly what's positive. Todd?
You know, Sarah, I think that's 100% correct. I think that, you know, you cannot live in fear. And, you know, this country is built on people taking chances, and if every person who was told you can't do that didn't do it, we wouldn't be where we are today. My situation was caused from lack of oversight on my part. I trusted the wrong person to handle our finances, to handle, you know, he put me in deals that I didn't even know about. And you know, then when we found out that he had embezzled money from us, it was too late. And, you know, I had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with an attorney, you know, to fight it, to try to restructure the debt and to, you know, on this land deal and to do what I needed to do. And the other partners filed bankruptcy. And my attorney said, listen, either you file or you're going to be left holding the bag for everyone's part of it. So that was the hardest thing that I had ever done, or so I thought, until Julie was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then I realized that every step that God had put me on, every path God had placed me on, was preparation to help me, to give me the strength to face what was coming next. And I don't believe without going through the bankruptcy, and, you know, your situation is probably, you know, not that you're ever going to go through that. Mine played out in the press, and it was all 95% of what was written was a lie. It was a lie. And we never came out and spoke about it because our publicist told us, don't give it air. Don't give it air. You know what the truth is. We know what the truth is. And do not give the tabloids air. It does not sell if you give them the truth, because the truth is not what people want to hear. So, you know, my advice to you is don't let fear stand in the way of you taking a chance. My advice to you to try to make sure that you don't end up the way that I did is that do not trust anyone with your checkbook. Do not give them signing authority. You know, hell, I didn't even know that I'd given signing authority.
Had accounts you didn't even know you had.
Right. I mean, there were accounts that I didn't even know that I even owned. You know, don't have a signature stamp ever. Do not have a signature stamp. If there's a document that must be signed with a bank or with, you know, on anything, no one should have signing authority for you. Because once that happens, they can sign whatever they want. And hell, in my case, I didn't even give signing authority, and that still happened. But, you know, at the end of the day, don't let fear stand in the way of something that could be fabulous. Control your destiny as much as you can, and that means drive your own car. Go to every meeting. Make sure that you control what your participation will be in that. I didn't do that, and that's why I ended up where I was. But what I can tell you is that I made it through. It was hard. It was tough. There were moments to where, you know, I had to say, how did I get here? Why did you not pay attention? And what did I say to you? What is it that I said that God said to me in a dream?
He said, I put pebbles in your path and you just overlooked them. And it took a boulder to make you stop in your tracks.
Right. And the boulder was the bankruptcy. The boulder was finding out, you know, that this individual had stolen, you know, all of this money from us and had done horrible things. I mean, and I think that it's because I fell asleep at the wheel. I felt like everything.
You became comfortable. We both did. We became comfortable.
And I think that, you know, everything, our bills were paid every month by this individual. I mean, everything that we needed was there. You know, he provided it. And, you know, he was showing me what I was supposed to be making every month. And, you know, all of this stuff, I believed it. Don't believe anything from anyone except what they're saying to you, and then verify. And if you stay on top of things like that, when someone shows you a bank statement and says, this is how much money you have in your account, it takes you no time. I now know, which I still don't know how to do it, but I now know you can do it. You go online and you pull up that account and you verify that that money is sitting in that account. Or if I'd have known then, hell, I would have just gone to a bank and said, you know, can you pull up my account? Tell me how much is in here. Mm-hmm. Do those kind of things. Those are steps I never took. So just be very present in anything that you do. And when you're present and you're paying attention and you're not placing all of your faith in another human being, you'll be fine. Put your faith in God. And I will tell you that bankruptcy gave me the strength to walk the road with Julie when she was diagnosed in March of 2012 with breast cancer. Because I had already been beaten and pummeled and lied on and cheated and stolen from. And I was still walking. I was still getting up every day. And then that happened with the breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And then so many other bad things kept coming out. But God gave me the strength to not take my eye off of him. That's where we get in trouble when we take our eye off of God. And then we start becoming distracted. And I try to live my life today by keeping my eye on what's in front of me, which should always be God. So I hope that that helps you, and good luck and God bless.
Okay, so a little tidbit about me is that I love trivia. I know random things about people, places. celebrities. And my kids are always like, Mama, how do you know that? And, you know, so if I were to ask you to name a song by Dolly Parton or Queen, could you answer it in under 15 seconds? If the answer is yes, then you need to play Trivia Star. It's so funny. When this came across my desk, Trivia Star, I would like for you to, you know, see what you think about them and talk about it on the podcast. I was like, they're like, would you mind downloading it? And I was like, oh, sure. I go to my phone and I go to download it and it's already there. I literally have tens of thousands of points and stars. And so I literally was already playing this game, which I think is just hilarious. But, you know, I just love just to, if I'm sitting in the car waiting carpool, you know, it's something that, you know, you learn something new every day. And I love that. Trivia Star is a free mobile trivia game with over 60 different categories that you get to choose from. There's music, there's plays, there's sports, there's animals, there's celeb. There's even one that's reality TV. How cool is that? I keep waiting to see my name on it. I just haven't yet. If you love trivia like I do, you'll love Trivia Star. Right now, Trivia Star is offering you 2,500 coins and 500 gems when you download and play. Trivia Star has thousands of five-star reviews in the Apple Store and is the number one trivia game on the App Store. Download it today to challenge yourself. Just go to Apple or Google Store and search for Trivia Star. Download Trivia Star today for free and get ready to flex your brain muscles.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name's John. I'm from California. I just wanted to shed some light on what the protocols have changed to in California, just to give some clarification. You know, on your last podcast, you mentioned that paramedics are told that they're not supposed to do a whole lot for somebody if they're having a heart attack, and that's not entirely accurate. The protocol has changed to, if somebody's in cardiac arrest and we've attempted multiple times for an extended period of time to resuscitate the patient and we've been unsuccessful, that we can terminate the resuscitation in the field and not take the patient to the hospital and tie up a bed and resources. So anyway, love your show. Just wanted to get some clarification on that. Stay safe. Have a good new year.
Thank you so much, John, for calling in. I love when we say something on the podcast, and if it's not 100% correct based off of the knowledge that we have, that someone calls in and they correct it and they do it respectfully. Yes. So, John, thank you so much. There was a comment that was posted on my Instagram last week after the podcast that said, if you don't like our state, then why the hell are you here so much? Our governor is doing the best that he can do. Now, see, I didn't delete their comment.
Right.
Because they have the right to say that. They have the right to have their opinion. Now, if you're listening, because I know that you are, because you commented on my Instagram, I love the state of California. I love the weather. I love the lifestyle. I love that I can be casual. I don't like being chased down the street by paparazzi. I don't like going into a restaurant and paparazzi standing outside waiting with nine people and cameras everywhere to get a picture. But you know what? We signed up for that. When we decided to be on television, we signed up for giving that part of our life away. But all of the things that I love about California is not going to change the stupidity that I feel that your governor has exhibited.
Right.
And you know what? I have the right to say that because I have freedom of speech and I can say what I believe. If you are going to lock an entire city down, shut down restaurants after telling them that you have to go through this protocol in order to stay open, and they spend
thousands.
Tens of thousands of dollars to put up plexiglass partitions and to make it safe.
And outdoor and in an area where you can eat outside pretty much year round.
Exactly. You know? And you're going to say these are the guidelines that they must adhere to. And then after they do that, you still shut them down while running one of the largest fraud scams on the country with the unemployment scam that is going on in California right now. With, I don't forget, when I was reading it the other day, it's billions of dollars in fraud for false unemployment benefits for people that were being paid. And he's yet, Governor Newsom is going to his restaurant. He's going and having dinner with his friends. His wife is going to have her hair done. His aunt, Nancy Pelosi, is going to have her hair color done and then claiming she was set up. Nah, Trick, you wasn't set up. You're supposed to be adhering to the same damn guidelines as to what you're wanting the rest of the country to adhere to. So when you want to talk about elitism, then you need to understand what's going on with these folks in politics. Do as I say, not as I do, is their policy.
Right. Well, it's just, and it's sad because we have so many friends who are in small, have small businesses.
That are restaurant owners in California, in Beverly Hills.
Restaurant owners, nail shop owners, hair salons, facialists. I mean, we could name on and on and on. And these people are literally struggling. But yet you can walk into a mall and shop side by side with people.
It's the craziest shit I've ever heard of.
So I'm, you know, listen, we are all for people being safe. Everyone on this podcast knows that we've dealt with COVID. We continue to deal with COVID and we want everybody to be safe. But we also know that this country has to move forward.
We have to be working. Idle hand is the devil's workshop.
Yep.
We need to be working. These people need to put food on the table for their families. They need to pay their rent. Everyone's touting, oh, well, we're going to have a moratorium on rent, and you know you can't be evicted, and you know you can't
but
be foreclosed
on.
You're kicking the can down the road, folks.
Yep.
All of that does is result in higher prices. When a lender loses a property or a loan goes bad, then who do you think's making that up? They are passing those costs on to the next consumer by rate increase, by tax by taxes, by mortgage insurance. You know, we're kicking the can down the road. You know yourself, Julie, that I have always said that I don't want to feed someone just one time.
Right.
I want to teach them to fish so that they can feed themselves for a lifetime.
Right.
We are not helping people by putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
Yeah, by throwing a crumb at
them. That's right. We are helping people by teaching them how to not need help again. To be able to help the next
person. But we also have to have government behind us who has the same philosophy.
Exactly. And so, you know, I do thank you, John, for calling in and correcting me on that. You know, it's horrific what's going on in the state of California and in so many other states, you know, New York, for example, you know, that we have hospitals that have no beds available to receive patients. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever had that happen in my 52 years on earth that I can remember.
Right.
So, John, thank you so much. And I'm grateful that you watched the show. I think we've got time for one more caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. I'm Mae Leslie from Bakersfield, California. Number one, I know I come from a liberal state, but extremely conservative. I was just listening to your latest podcast. God bless you both. My son is now 30. I'm in a 33-year marriage. I love everything about you, your beliefs, and how far this country has been moved, or shall we call removed. Like they said, the wings on a bird are left and right, not either one. And I do agree. I don't think we should have a left or a right. And I just pray that this country can pull together and pull out of the chaos that we're in. I really do not even have a question for you. I just wanted you to know that we're here, we're listening, and you're both great. Enjoy, all of you. God bless. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, May Leslie from Bakersfield, California, one of my old stomping grounds when I was 18 years old and thought that I knew more than anyone else in the world. And I ran away from home and from South Carolina because I was going to be some big, huge Brad Pitt movie star, which we all know did never happen. But that was where I had one of my greatest loves in Bakersfield, California. She was the most beautiful Hispanic girl. I've talked to you about this, mm-hmm. Julie. She was so stunning. I remember walking into this place and seeing her, and I remember that she had on this beautiful red lipstick. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is the most stunning girl I have ever laid my eyes on. Until you, Julie.
Yeah, okay.
So, May, you just brought me back to a wonderful time in my life. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We don't ever say that our views should be views that are shared by the masses. They are our views. I agree. I believe that it's time for a new political party, a political party that unites all of us together, that we can all, none of us are going to always get everything that we want. But the things that we give on should not be things that is going to alter the lives of generations to come. What we're willing to accept today should be, we should have to harbor the consequences for, not have our children and grandchildren and great grandchildren harboring the consequences of the sins that we have committed prior to them. So, you know, I do believe that we're a broken system. We're a broken country. And the only, you know, and listen, you know, things that are broken can be put back together. And sometimes when they're put back together, they become stronger. And I'm hopeful and prayerful that that is what, it, you know, what will take place. I think that from where Julie and I stand, and Julie and I are very, I mean, you and I don't agree on everything politically, but we do agree on about 90%.
Yeah.
Would you say it's 90%?
Yeah, for sure.
But that 10% that we disagree on doesn't mean I'm not going to sleep with you.
But absolutely. But there's also, except if I'm getting up early, we all know.
Yeah. Except May, if she wakes me up early at 6 o'clock in the morning.
But listen, I have friends who we don't agree on 10% politically.
Mm-hmm. But you still love them.
But I still love them with my heart and soul and would do anything in this world for them. And has absolutely no bearing on my friendship or how I feel about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we need to get to.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Exactly what your parents told you. You got to agree to disagree. You got to learn how to fight fair. You got to learn how to still be respectful to one another and see things differently. We've got to celebrate our differences. All these things. Someone posted on social media, I think it was our friend Bill, that said, everybody's posting for Martin Luther King Day. Now, let's put that into practice for the next 364 days.
Let's
not just post it for Martin Luther King, but let's put that action, put it into action, put those words into action and live it for the next 364 days. And I guarantee you, if everybody would make that commitment, our world would be a better place a year from now.
I agree. You know, I think what he had posted was, may the MLK quote you post today align with the words and actions you choose over the next 364 days.
Right. I think that's the perfect
It's the most perfect thing that you can say, because if not, if your words and your actions don't align with what you posted, basically meaning what you said, then you're a hypocrite.
Yep.
So I choose not to lead a hypocritical life. So, May Leslie, I am so grateful that you called in and brought Bakersfield back to my memory. Julie, we're going to role play tonight.
Yeah.
Listen, I thank each and every one of you guys that tune in to Chrisley Knows Best. We're back tomorrow night.
Yes.
USA Network. All new episodes at 9.
I think it's 10, 9.
10, 9 Central.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have all new episodes of Growing Up Chrisley that are coming.
Mm-hmm. Season 3.
And then you have a couple of other new shows that are coming your way, that the announcement's coming very soon on those. And so we thank each and every one of you. You know, I did want to touch on the fact that, you know, I had posted this week about something that I had been working on for about 2 years, which was to create a beverage that was no, you know, that that was not an al- it was a non-alcoholic beverage, because we had had kids that, although we've never drank, never had it in our home, any of that, we did have a couple of kids that started drinking that it that I could see
and
that was going to become
kids,
a problem.
But kids that have been in our home, that, you know, our friend, kids' friends, and their biggest thing was, you know, it's just having something in your hand.
Yeah, because we have social anxiety. Yeah. We don't want to be the only one sitting there that doesn't have a drink for people to make fun of us or whatever. And so I wanted to create something that would allow you, when you went into a bar, that you could order this and still drive home. Not have to worry about a DUI. Not have to worry about taking some innocent person's life who got on the road to go pick up their child and to do the right thing. And here you are drunk crossing a center line. So I created, you know, through my partnership with a company, you know, it's called, we named the brand Beckett's, and I did the release yesterday, and the overwhelming support that has come in for this beverage and for this project truly makes my heart so full of joy and of gratitude. And of how many people are receiving it the right way.
Yep.
The right way. I've had so many of Chase's friends to message me and say, Pop, thanks so much. You've made my life so much easier now. And so many people here in the Nashville community that are in country music that have said, man, you know, you're the daddy to everybody in Nashville. Thanks for this. And, you know, to get those kind of messages truly, truly means something to me. I received a message yesterday, I think it was about 3:30, from a young man who's huge in country music and who has a problem with alcohol. And he said to me, man, the level that you will go to for your kids, I don't know has a limit. I don't believe has a limit. What I wouldn't have given to have had you to wake up to every day, to be in my ass and to keep me out of the ditch. I'm grateful that I have you now. Now, that's a message that I got yesterday, Julie.
That's amazing.
And so I want you guys who are sober curious to go to Beckett's. You know, our Instagram, we put it up in the last probably 8-9 months, I think, just to kind of see, you know, what kind of traction it would get. And, you know, it kind of just sat there. No one was working with it. And yesterday after the announcement, the following went up by over 400%. The orders have gone up hugely. I think, I mean, I don't even know what all the numbers are just yet. I'll have them by this afternoon. But the numbers of the orders have increased significantly. So, you know, now my mother, who we all know, is just, she's just a bully on the playground. She's just the bad influence. She said, you know, I love this Paloma. She said, you put a little vodka in that. And she said, it's amazing. That's what she said to me. And she said, you know, this margarita tastes just like a margarita. Well, I mean, if you'd put a little tequila in it.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, Mama, that defeats the purpose. But so, you know, I don't know if she's out there mixing, using my damn mixer, using my drinks as mixers or not.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you haven't tried it, go to Beckett's, go to Amazon. We're now on Amazon. We're going to be in 190-something Ralph stores, which is owned by Kroger on the West Coast. BevMo, Costco, it's coming to Sam's. So go and try the beverage and send me messages and let me know what you guys think of them.
Right, because this is truly a partnership that is, good Lord willing, long term. So there will be new products and things you love to hear what people like, what they don't like, what modifications can be made.
100%. And you know, when we were going through this process of creating these beverages, I was at a disadvantage because I had never had a Moscow Mule.
Right.
I had never had a Paloma. I had never had a gin and tonic. So I didn't know what it looked like. But thank God, folks, I got a lot of people in my life that love alcohol, Jay DeMarcus being one of them. And I would go and sit down at his table and I'd say, now, how does this taste, Jay? Does this taste like a gin and tonic? He'd say, Todd, it's pretty damn good. And so he tested every beverage, and he gave his seal of approval. So if Jay and Allison give their seal of approval on it, it's a good drink for people who love to have a cocktail. So go drink up at Beckett's, have a mocktail on me, and this right now is a time that we should all be sober conscious in every aspect of our life. So until next week, folks, good luck and God bless.
On January 28th, stream iHeartRadio Alter Ego 2021, presented by Capital One, exclusively on Live by Live, featuring new performances from Billie Eilish and the Foo Fighters, plus iconic alter ego performances from more of alternative rock's biggest artists. Stream exclusively on Thursday, January 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Live by Live. Visit livexlive.com/iHeartALT for more information.